Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, stepping into your Saturday night. Welcome to your Saturday night party sexy time. I'm your host, Vincent LeBay. I'd like to thank and congratulate Girl from Detroit and guest 4996 for tuning in with me here on Blog Talk Radio. Feel free to give me a call. We're taking calls at 1-347-826-7667. Feel free to join myself here with you on a Saturday night. All my favorite online shows that typically go on Saturday night around this time. We're not around right now, so I thought I would do my own little show to get me get my fix on in some sort of way. I don't know if you know, I'm sure you know, Girl from Detroit, Ronnie is not doing Beneath Everything tonight. That is quite unfortunate. That's part of the reason. And also Mrs. TG here on Blog Talk Radio, she, the sidebar is sort of out of, down on hiatus for a little while. She's had some personal tragedies and she's taken some time off. So I feel in a way I'm sort of filling that void as well, because we all miss the sidebar. At least I do. I can't speak for everybody, but usually around this time I would be checking in with the sidebar, finding out what's happening, and get the angle on things from the Mill Nation crew. Love that In the Building crew. Good people over there. Anywho, I guess I'm going to go into some music here. I'm going to play a mix of new and old stuff. Speaking of old stuff, you heard the open there, of course, with Steppin' from the Gap Band. Anywho, I got new music coming up in a little bit from the Memorials. Let me rephrase that. The Memorials. They are a West Coast band from Oakland, California. Up and coming is probably going to be putting it mildly, at least in my book. Anyways, they're doing a show down in L.A. I guess it's sort of a showcase, maybe. They got a record coming out next month in, a couple of weeks. And they're doing a show with Street Sweeper Social Club, Tom Morello and Boots Riley's project. They're doing a little one-off gig at the Roxy on Sunset down there in Los Angeles. It's going to be the Memorials with Street Sweeper Social Club, which we're going to go into some of Street Sweeper Social Club, or SSSC, as they're known on the internet. We're going to go into something from them right now, and that is going to be this track off their new record. They just came out with an EP called Ghetto Blaster. This is the title cut from Ghetto Blaster, right here on your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call. Join me on the air. Let's make audio erotica together here on Blog Talk Radio. Call me 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
I'ma get some bread. you ever get your blessing. Cause I'ma get no blessing. I'ma get no, I'ma get no, I'ma get no, I'ma get no blessing. Pull the trigger.
Yeah, he's a ghetto blaster, motherfuckers. That's right. That's Boots Riley with Street Sweeper Social Club there doing the title track of their latest EP called, entitled Ghetto Blaster. It's a great rock and little six-track demos, or EPs, like seven songs maybe. Pretty solid material for an EP. But whatever you want to call it, mini record, EP, it's a cool little compilation. It's mostly covers. It's a couple of new songs. So that's sort of a follow-up to their first record, which came out last year. And as I said, they're playing with the Memorials this coming up, I don't know, I think it's like November 8th, coming up. Sometime early in November, they played a one-off show down at the Roxy on Sunset Strip. That will be a great time, I'm sure. So we're going to stay right here in this SSSC rock block here, if you will. We'll also play some a Memorials track later, too. I'm really excited about this Memorials project. It's three very talented musicians, two of which are from the Bay Area, one being Thomas Pridgen, who's a Grammy Award-winning drummer, played with numerous artists of all sorts of genres before sort of claiming his name to fame with a synth in the Mars Volta, where he was gained wide popularity, being an amazing drummer, really. I saw him last year at Bonnaroo with the Mars Volta, and he was incredible. And those Mars Volta songs are pretty dense and technical, and I felt like he pulled it off really great. I'm sure if you track down my Twitter feed from that, you would find that I was quite ecstatic about Thomas Pridgen's performance at Bonnaroo, 09, I believe. God, I'm so pissed. This year, NPR decides to record and release and broadcast live performances from Bonnaroo, from like every artist. And of course they do it this first time the year right after I went, which sucks. I'd love to have that whole Bonnaroo 2009 live recorded That would be sick. Bruce Springsteen. I saw Bruce Springsteen. He was great. But anyways, I digress. We're gonna keep going with Street Sweeper Social Club here. Do another track from their new EP, which is entitled The Ghetto Blaster EP. And this is one of their numerous covers they do. It's like half new songs, half covers. And this is them doing a cover of MIA, the ever popular Paper Planes, here on your Saturday night party sexy time with your host, Vince in the Bank. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If it catch me at the border, I got warrants for my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got warrants for my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. Just like this a day when I'm sitting on train. Every simple day, 2 o'clock in that game. Go food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on train. Every step we get, 2 o'clock in that game. Go food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Yeah, all they wanna do is and take money. All they wanna do is and take money.
Taking your money. That's Street Sweeper Social Club with a cover of Paper Planes by MIA, which was wildly popular in its own right as a track, and I think numerous people have covered it live. But they do a good little attempt there. So I'm perusing the internet here, and I'm on the Twitter, and I get this amazing, God, I hope that I'm not muted. No, I'm not muted. You can hear me, right, girl from Detroit, who's hanging tight here with me. Love having you around, darling. Feel free to give me a call if you so desire, or if you want to make a request. I don't know if you like Cypress Hill or not, but, Cypress Hill, apparently, I guess the smokeout's tonight or this weekend or something. I think it's right now. Yeah, Anyways, I got this tweet. Apparently somebody's backstage at the Cypress Hill Smokeout, and they tweeted a picture of this incredible, like, enormous Buddha with a it's like a blow-up Buddha. It's like takes up an entire, like, quarter of the courtyard where the I think it looks like it's backstage. It's just like artists, and, or maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe it looks like it could be just in the general. Those might be just fans or attendees. I don't know. But anyways, I'll just paste this in the chat room. Check this out. That's what I'm talking about. Check that out. Buddha, the funky Buddha. Yeah, so that's apparently that's what's going down at the Cypress Hill Smokeout tonight, which Manu Chao, of course, is a part of. Manu Chao is playing the fest. That's got to be cool. It's just like all these rappers and then Manu Chao. It's great. You gotta love it. I should play some Manu Chao. I'm sure I've got some. I got Manu Negra on here. I don't have Manu Chao. That's a tragedy. Huh. All right, fine. Let's listen to Manu Negra. And I will promise some Cypress Hill later, too, of course. And, you know, everybody's a buzz here about Prop 19. And also, since here in San Jose, locally, there's also Measure U, which is a municipal measure that would impose an additional 10% tax on all cannabis sales in the city. And most of that going to supplement the shortfall in funding for basic services, allegedly. So they say. For your own good, right? An extra 10% on the marijuana growers because we need police. Well, actually, if you decriminalize it, you won't need as many police and you'll save money, right? Or hell, maybe you'll need more police to secure these mounds and mounds of profitable crops that are going to be legal. Who knows? Security might be at a premium. You never know how this stuff plays out, folks. That's why I'm kind of skeptical about the whole Prop 19 thing here. I really don't know what's going to happen. I really, honestly, have no clue whether I'm going to vote yes or no on it. And I think it has about a 50-50 chance of passing. So it'll be interesting to see. I almost want to vote yes on it just to see what's going to happen. But the secret is, folks, that the cannabis is already being taxed at a regular 9% sales tax by the state. Probably city tax, too. Who knows? I don't know what sort of municipal taxes businesses are paying, but most medical cannabis dispensaries are businesses like anything else, and why should a certain business that is now being legitimized by voters, why does that suddenly have to be subject to an additional 10%? Like, bars get like, I mean, that's true, bars have a lot of hoops to jump to, too, and that's what makes me want to say no to this, is like, it's okay as it is now. Leave it as a medical, legally, you know, for medicinal purposes. Let these businesses operate. Most of them are mom and pop, you know, small businesses with very limited overhead and, you know, a profit margin that they have to achieve to continue to successfully run their operation. It seems like a lot of people are pulling it off so far. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I know that Los Angeles is doing a lot of stuff where they're trying to crack down on the number of overall dispensaries, which I think is just ridiculous. I mean, that's what scares me is the regulation they're going to be sort of legitimized deal, if that makes any sense. I don't know. Anyways, thanks for sticking with me here, girl from Detroit. It looks like it's just me and you, babe. So I hope you're strapped in and ready to go, because it could get pretty steamy in here. It's just one-on-one. We can have, you know, some pretty erotic cyber sex. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, where you can join us whenever I feel like doing a goddamn show on blogtalkradio.com. So anyways, the girl in Detroit's asleep. I'm asleep now. Great. All is good in the land. Yeah, so anyways. So anywho, why don't I play some more music? Maybe this will wake up the girl from Detroit. Let's do one more Street Super Social Club. Achieving the trifecta, the triple shot. I promise this is the only triple shot. See, that's what Raleigh does on his shows. He does the triple shot. And I actually apologize, girl from Detroit. I wish I had a video feed going. In fact, I'm trying to look into doing a video feed right now. I know I have a Justin account. I have a Ustream account. Maybe I'll do a little for the Insider Extreme. I'll do the Ustream. While I'm working on that, why don't we go into another SSSC track here? This is a third and final track, not the final track, but the third of our trifecta, our triple shot here of SSSC. This is a cover of our Street Super Social Club rendition of Everything, which is actually a coup song, which is Boots' band, and they do a cover of it. And here it is. Enjoy. Call me 347-826-7667.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every sentiment's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be the sitting spin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kind of black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't come. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Everything. And when we come, we taking everything. Right, so your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every Mac want a Cadillac. Every Mark want their Skrilla back. Every knock want to hit a crack. In a park or a Pontiac. Where every little sin is to the rent. And every roach is a resident. Every truth ain't evident. Every slave story present here. Every uprising consequence. Every time it be something sweet. Every banker's a fucking thief. Everybody better holler with me. Every fiend need $1.50. Every crime that I did was petty. Every criminal is rich already. Every landlord got a complex. Every single is a bomb threat. Every single may I hate my verse. Everybody they gon' get it first. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we go we taking everything.
Right here on the one,
like this. And when we come, we check it every time.
So you light up, tell me y'all
Oh, yeah. And they're also going to abruptly stop songs, apparently. And I'm back. It's Vince in the Bay with Girl from Detroit. We are your Saturday night party sexy time. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm just going to keep going with music here now. As I said, Street Sweeper Social Club, I'm very excited for them and for the Memorials, which is a joint project between Thomas Pridgen, the world-renowned drummer from Oakland, and Vivia Hawkins, a lovely young lady in her, and a talented performer in her own right, also hailing from the San Francisco Bay Area. And they teamed up with one other cat who I really should have prepared for the show tonight. I blame my producer, Amy, for not getting this to me in time. But there is a third member of the Memorials that is part of the trifecta. It's basically three people that are the Memorials, but there's other people in the band. And that's what's interesting about Street Sweeper Social Club and the Memorials. These two bands that are playing together at the Roxy in November, doing a showcase. The Memorials, of course, are coming out with their new record. And it's interesting because they're both bands where they're sort of like, sort of like lead characters, and then they have support musicians, you know. And it's kind of like this, that sort of seems to be a common theme I'm seeing, especially in a lot of bands that I've been sort of attracted to over the course of the last few years. Kind of like, because in Street Sweeper Social Club, it's Boots Riley and Tom Morello that are sort of, it's sort of their project, their little side project, their brainchild, if you will. And they just sort of bring on a slew of other musicians as needed to help flesh out that project, as does the Memorials, which is sort of, it's Thomas on the drums, Vivica on vocals, and I'll get the other guys, the other cat's name, the guitarist. I believe Thomas and the guitarist, they met in at the Berklee School of Music. Thomas is like a protege drummer. So he hooked up with this dude whose name I'm going to get while I play this track here. They teamed up, and when Thomas left the Mars Volta, he called up that dude and Vivica Hawkins, and they got down and created this band, the Memorials. And they've already recorded a record. It's coming out on their own label in a couple of weeks. And they put out a kick-ass little, pretty much all of it is available to listen to at least via their Facebook page. You just look up the Memorials on Facebook. You pretty much listen to all their stuff online. You can only download. Again, they have a record where it's a lot of covers. They cover like a Smashing Pumpkin song and a Soundgarden song, and they do another cover too. But you can only stream their other tunes, their original tracks for now. But I'm sure it'll be on iTunes in a couple of weeks when it comes out. But anyways, here's the track I'm jazzed about. They even have a video for this on YouTube already. This is the Memorials with West Coast with your man, Vincent Bay, broadcasting live from the West Coast. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back. Yeah. Oh, yeah, another abruptly ended song. Anyways, that, of course, was the Memorials. I want to thank Girl from Detroit for sticking it out for me with me while she did. I hope I'm not muted right now. I always do that. Okay, I'm not muted. All right, I want to thank Girl from Detroit for hanging in there for the first hour. That was a valiant effort. I appreciate that. And I appreciate your call at 347-826-7667. Anyways, that was the Memorials with West Coast, a very rocking track with featuring Vivica Hawkins's voice. And you can check out, there's a really cool, real low budge, sort of behind-the-scenes style video for that track that's on YouTube. And word has it that they are doing one of their tracks on their new record is dedicated to Dewey Tucker of The Coup and also other bands that have played with all of these musicians at various times and various projects. And apparently I got the inside scoop from none other than Martin Luther himself, who said that they're doing a tribute song to Dewey, which is cool. Anyways, I'm going to put the Memorials West Coast video link in the chat here so you can peruse that if you so desire. I think these folks are going somewhere. I really do. I think they sure have the pedigree. They have the chops. It's a matter if they can sort of have some longevity, I guess. And gather some momentum. They certainly have the chops. And they have some good tunes. I mean, they've only been together for like a couple of months. Pretty cool stuff. Anyways, big ups to Cypress Hill for forking out for the big green blow up Buddha with the pot leaf on it, which I of course Twit Pisk copied into the chat room there for your perusal. If you want to check that out, it's posted right there in the chat room. And also, I'm going to post this Memorials West Coast video in there. Bingo, the video. Bling, bing. Anyways, I guess I'm just going to play some music now. Speaking of Cypress Hill, I'm going to try to get some Cypress Hill in a little bit. Before I get to that, let's get to some of this.
I was a hippie. I was a burnout. I was a dropout. You know, I was out of my head, and I was a surfer. I had a skateboard. I was a happy man. You know, I never was friends. I was a fucked up. I was a screwed up. I was a jacked up, couldn't get any higher than that. And I was a held up, I was a knelt up, I was a jacked up, I was out of my head. I was a wasted.
And a little of that. that was that. It was a little quick little double shot of hardcore there. Of course, Wasted from Circle Jerks, and then into Sabretooth Zombie with their track there, Dangerous Beat. So I'm just going to keep playing music here. Here's some live Outer National. Speaking of the Roxy, the last time I was at the Roxy, I saw Outer National play. And they did a fantastic performance before a very sparse crowd. They were the last, it was like a quintuple bill, and they were the last act at like 11:30 or something. They played like a half-hour set. Just sort of tacked on to the end of this little hodgepodge of punkish bands. But I shot it all on video. I actually have a video of one of the tracks up on YouTube. If you go to my YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/VTOCCE. You can find a video I did of Outer National doing a track called, what was it called? Future Rock, I think. Yeah, that's the track. I like it when they sing about the future. But I don't have that track in here right now. But since I mentioned it, I'm going to not mention it any further and mention the track I'm going to play from Outer National. That's a live track from that show that I saw at the Roxy. This is one of their all-time staple songs, KKMOS, right here on your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time with your host, Vince in the Bay. We'll be right back.
There's a trail of tears, a new trail of death, the vigilantes and coyotes watch the sunset in the borderland with the rattlesnakes. No water, no people, a dying mistake. Que tenemos nada, que queremos solo el mundo. Que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo, que tenemos nada, que queremos todo el mundo. We'll be right back.
Los Angeles, you gotta make some motherfucking noise for the deputy mayor of Staten Island, New York City. My main man, Dr. Boom.
That's from Outer National. Right here on your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time program. Music program is basically what it is now. Podcast. It's basically a podcast now. So I appreciate the podcast subscribers. I'm going to find a way to subscribe to this, or let people subscribe to this via a podcast. Basically, I'm podcasting while I'm playing Words with Friends with a couple of, well, one friend and one internet cyber friend, as you will. I think it's a real person. I don't seem to be a bot. At least they don't behave like one, but actually I can't say what they do behaviorally besides play Words with Friends, and or both equally as challenging to play at this game. I've just learned to cheat. I just pull up on my computer a word scrambler and go from there. I'm a cheater. I really am. It's like, why wouldn't you Google something? I'm not Googling, by the way. Through Google, of course, after Googling, I exited Google and upon finding what I was looking for through their wonderful service. I don't know where I'm going with this. I guess I'm going into the next song because there's nobody here. And I want to appreciate the podcast subscribers because I'm going to archive this and put it up on the internet at the iTunes store. Hopefully I have I don't know what happens if you go to the iTunes store and Google podcasts with Vince in the Bay. Or Vince Toche, I don't know. Either way, you're tuned to Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio. I couldn't get the Ustream or Justin TV going. My camera's all, connection's all jacked up. So that's not going to happen. But it's okay because nobody's listening. I mean, not the podcast listeners aren't listening, which I wholeheartedly appreciate listening to this. I can't see why anybody would want to listen to this, but I'm going to continue to play tunes because I'm listening. I'm going to play some stuff I just uploaded to my little BTR switchboard here. This is a track from Pete Seeger that I came across through the iTunes on the shuffle. This sort of stepped up to me. Yeah. Pete Seeger. Billy Sonar. right here on Blog Talk Radio and your Saturday night's Party Sexy Time show. What a show to play Pete Seeger, Bella Starr.
Bell Star, Bell Star, tell me where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven's wide streets that you're tying your reins, or single footing somewhere below? Eight lovers, they say, combed your waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sounds of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore. Cole Younger was your first and the father of your girl, and the name that you picked for your daughter was Pearl. Cole robbed the bank and he drawed the lifeline, but I heard he was pardoned after 20 years' time.
Your Cherokee lover, Blue Duck was his name. He loved you in the sand hills before your great fame. I heard he stopped a bullet in 1885, and your Blue Duck's no longer alive.
You took Jim Reed to your warm wedding bed, and from out of your love was born the boy Ed. A pal killed Jim Reed by the dark of the moon, and your son Ed was blowed down in a drunken saloon.
Then there was Bob Younger, you loved him so well. He rode with the James boys out on the long trail. Well, they caught him in Minnesota along with the gang, and he died down in jail in the cell or the chain.
You loved Mr. William Clark Quantrill and his Civil War guerrillas in the Missouri hills. He hit Lawrence, Kansas, and fought them still, and when he rode out 200 lay killed.
They say you could have, they whisper you might have loved Frank James on a couple of nights. He fought the Midland Railroad almost to death. Then in 1915, Frank drawed his last breath.
They say it could be, they say maybe so, that you love Jesse James, that desperado. Jesse got married, had a wife and a son. Was shot down at home by the Ford brothers' gun.
Bell Star, Bell Star, your time's getting late. But how is Jim Younger? Did you hear his fate? He was jailed and then pardoned for all he had done, and he blowed out his own brains in 1901. Eight men, they say, combed that waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sound of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore. Bell Star, Bell Star, tell me where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven's wide streets that you're tying your reins, or a single footing somewhere below?
And there you have it, Pete Seeger with the track Bell Star. And I don't know who the hell the other guy that's singing with Pete Seeger is. I got it off some compilation. I like Pete Seeger. I love him. I really enjoyed the documentary they did on PBS a couple of years ago, like his 90th birthday celebration at Madison Square Garden with like a laundry list of performers, and he performed a lot, and he was great. He was 90 years old, and he was solid. And I think he can go on for another 10 to 15 years. Who knows? But, yeah, so there you have it. I'm over 13,000 tweets on Twitter, which is amazing. And what that means. Gold is over 13,000. 1,300, actually. I'm 13,000. Excuse me. Anyways, I'm just doing a Twitter here, so this is going to be basically... So Ronnie Rucker is emailing, or he's tweeting. I don't know. Is he doing a show? What's up? So I guess this week Ronnie Rucker is doing, instead of doing a show, he's just doing a tweet question. And what he says is, first of all, this is what he said 35 minutes ago. Okay, first of all, he started with this earlier today, 3 hours ago. He said, quote, due to very fortunate circumstances, tonight's show must be rescheduled at 10 p.m. Pacific time. I'll tweet the question that first answer wins. Hashtag prize. So then 36 minutes ago, he tweets, quote, I'm Mark the intern. Ronnie Rucker asked me to tweet that he's fine and there's no need to email him. He's busy filming some blah, 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 and he gives a link. He's busy filming scenes from a pilot. Yeah, okay. And then he says, right after that, at 10 p.m. Pacific, I'll tweet the question about last week's show. First person to email us the correct answer wins a prize. And then just a minute ago, he says, how many times, if that's the question, how many times did we flash the picture of a chick with her fists in her mouth during last week's show? How many times did we flash the picture of the chick with her fists in her mouth during last week's show? First email with correct number wins. I'm going to guess, this is my, I didn't even see the show last week. I was working. I guess 33 times. I don't even remember. I don't even know. I wouldn't even watch the show. But if I did, I wouldn't even remember. But there you go. There you have it officially. Oh, here's my girl, Kelly. Oh, that's why she's not joining me. She was my guest host a couple weeks ago. She was great. If you go back, I mean, this if you think this podcast sucks, check out the last one, the one right before this. If you had the misfortune of tuning into this podcast, you should check out the one before this. I think the last show I did was with your girl, Callie. She's great. I wish I could have her as my co-host every night. She's awesome. I'm going to have to see if I can, maybe I can pull her in the person into the show. Who knows? She's out on the street, though. I mean, she's not a woman of the night. I'm just saying. I mean, she's a woman who's able to be out at night, of course. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, girl. Your girl, Callie, is a whole lot of woman. She can take care of herself, I'm sure. Thick things. What's up with thick things? See if we can't get thick things on the show. That would be cool. I haven't seen thick things in around a long time. Yeah, so anyways, speaking of thick things, and the BTR crew and the In the Building crew, namely, once again, props out to Mrs. PG. We miss you, honey. Right about now, you'd be going into your second hour on the sidebar. Once again, we pray for you and think of you tonight as you cope with your loss, and we will be carrying the torch here and playing some good old-fashioned Saturday Night Party Sexy Time music, because that's all we have to do now. For the next 50 minutes, we would just have to sit back, relax, take a sip of some Pinot, nibble on some cheese, and take a puff. Don't huff. I'm not going to go into this freestyle right now. That just wouldn't be proper. But, yeah, I hope you checked out that that great, incredible, inflatable Buddha just in the middle of some sort of area there. It looks like somewhere in the corner of the grounds of the Smokeout, the Cypress Hill. A various performing the first Manu Chao, which will go. Let's go. I haven't uploaded any Manu Chao. I do have, however, speaking of Manu Chao, I do have some Mano Negra. So I can't go to that. Where's my goddamn switchboard? Here we go. I don't know what's going on. Is there anybody in the chat? Do I want to look? Do I even want to know? I have so many gosh darn windows open. It's just pathetic. What was I going to go to here? I was going to play some music here, and I totally got distracted. I don't even know what it was going to be. I really don't. I have no clue. I guess it doesn't matter.
Thank you. Very nice.
No, thank you, Eugene. Appreciate that. Speaking of Gogo Bordello, they just passed through town. I missed them the other night. I was very busy. I was very tired. I was not able. I had a colleague who was able to go. And he said they were fantastic, they were out of money, which you wouldn't expect anything less from the gypsies as they passed her down. So why don't we go to the gypsies and something new from their new record. This is Balla Tutte right here from Gogo Bordello on your Saturday night party sexy time show. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Caravan is coming, old guitars are strumming. Chief is sitting high with gold across the chest. I'm just a little child, I don't even own a guitar. But mama, they got girl, that I love the best. Lela, 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 pala tute. Just gonna meres, narava pala late. Lela, 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 pala tute.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Yay. That was Google Bordello with Balatute right here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Vince in the Bay. Join me. I'm trying to entice, what's my girl's name over here? My producer, Amy. Amy is sleeping at the wheel. Let me try to get her, pull her up, try to wake her up. Where is she? She's probably tweaking because the Wolverines lost. But so did the Ohio State. To Wisconsin. It was a huge upset. I'm sure Madison's going nuts. My sister's in Madison, I'm sure. Well, she might be in Madison, I don't know. Presumably she's in Madison. So that town's blowing up right now. That's like some craziness going on. That's your region, though, girl from Detroit. Oh, girl from Detroit having some IT problems. Get a Mac. I'm sorry to go from Detroit. I'm not trying to be sarcastic. Or maybe you have a Mac. Who knows? You know, I have a Mac. It was great for a couple of years, and now it's just like a liability. But I'm stuck with it. You know, fuck it. It works. You know, just for the basics, it works. I can do internet. I can edit video with this thing, so it's great. It's, I can edit audio, video. I can do whatever. Gosh darn hell, I wish it. Whatever I damn well please, I can do with it. It's still functional. It still carries some level of value. Anywho, just playing two tunes here. Played some new Google Bordello there by La Tute. They, of course, were playing here locally in Oakland a couple nights ago. No, from Detroit's Toshiba. Great. Very well done. Moving along, Twitter feed has been rather entertaining. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to SNL tonight. I might barely. I don't know. I want to thank my sponsors tonight, of course. Smart Water, Febreze, and Snowcap. There you have it, our sponsors. I wish I had a coffee sponsor. That'd be great. I can recommend coffee spots in the Greater Bay Area for sure. Girl from Detroit says it's reruns on SNL. But the season's only, they've only had like two shows. They're already showing reruns. Well, that's good. I think I missed the first show, maybe. I don't know. I don't think I've seen all of them. So chances are it's not a rerun for me, but what does that mean, really? So what? I've missed a lot of SNLs. But I have to say, you know, as far as like the current cast has, all right, there's some talent for sure, but usually the writing and the material is only enough to take him so far, and that seems to be to the detriment of most SNLs that are sort of encompass the various lull periods of the franchise. The season opener, I don't even know who opened this. Who was the season opener host? I don't even remember who that is. We'll have to, you know, my producer Amy's here. We might have that confirmed already. Anyways, I want to thank Girl from Detroit for being able to resurrect her PC and join us here. I don't know if you were, I think you were here when I was talking in, about the Cypress Hill and the backstage for the photo of this big giant green blow-up Buddha with a, holding a pot leaf just in the middle of the thing there. Oh, Amy Poehler. Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, I caught Amy Poehler on the, they did, what's his name? The dude, Larry King, did a cast behind the scenes, sit down with Amy Poehler and all of the various cast members that were there for that week. That was cool. It was great because Larry didn't say much, but he was able to lob some balls out there for them to hit around, and it was entertaining and insightful and, you know, in a 60-minute sort of way, whatever that means. But that was cool, and no doubt there's talent on Saturday Night Live. I'm not going to knock them and say they suck. But you know, it's just feels like it's, no matter what era it is, there's a very lack of writing, I would say. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I would say there's a ton of material out there that's getting batted around, and it just doesn't get fleshed out ripe enough for broadcast in time, usually. It's too bad. But the one thing that I could do is usually establish some sort of character brand, you know, like a brand, just like a character that pops up every week almost. And that's the thing, is they need like a church lady or something like that, that just, or the, what's his name? Billy Crystal with, Donning, or what was it? You look marvelous. What was that guy? I forgot his name. Somebody look that up. God damn it, my producer's not here. Anyways, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you what does matter. What matters is I have full access to my switchboard, and we're going to rock this bitch for the next 37 minutes. And I'm going to put my balls to the wall, my money where my mouth is, as it were, and refresh my switchboard here and do a little flippity do and a skippity do and a how do you do and play a little what I promised earlier, some Cypress Hill. We'll be right back. Give me a call, 347-826-7667.
Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, are we ready? Thank you.
be black.
Cause where the real ones, just the funky feel ones. Where the real ones, just the funky feel ones. Where the real ones, just the funky feel ones. You know where the real ones, just the funky feel ones.
Oh, yeah, of course, you got to go with the tracks that abruptly end. That was Cypress Hill with the Funky Feel one here on your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time with your host, yours truly, Vince in the Bay. Thank you so much for Girl from Detroit and hanging out. I hope I'm not muted right now. I hope you can hear me. It appears that I am... It appears that I'm broadcasting. I'm going to try to get some callers going here. We have some people that have been listening patiently, just kind of lurking, not really, just sort of window shopping, I suppose. They're not chiming in right now. They don't have their hands raised, which is fine. We'll just continue. Maybe they'll pop in later. Who knows? Keeping the lines open and taking your calls, nonetheless, at 347-826-7667. And I'm your host, Vincent the Bay, taking your calls, playing music for another half an hour here. So sit tight, enjoy. Let's go from... let's go into a track entitled Swagger from Flogging Molly right here on your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time show. We keep the ball and the glory rolling on here as we party into the night. Join me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Come on, Jenna.
I'm getting flogged with a flurry of texts and texts. What was it? Plural of text. Oh, I got a text. No, it's not the plural. It's just I got a text. I just got a text right now. I just got a. I have to play on two different Words with Friends competitions I have going on right now. My gosh-ness. I'm actually in contention with one Words with Friends competitor that I usually have a tough time with, but I win every once in a while. Anyways, I'm going to try to message some friends here, see if we can't get a hold of my co-host or, my producer, who is nowhere to be seen. Anywho, we got a half hour left here, half hour to take your calls, 347-826-7667. That's some Bay here with you on your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time show, the impromptu show that I just throw on every once in a while. For the hell of it. Usually I watch or I listen to the Sidebar and watch Ronnie's show, and then if I'm inspired, I put on my own little spontaneous nomadic impromptu show that either works or bombs. And no offense here from Detroit, but I got zero love from the folks in the BTR. The thing is, there's so many people broadcasting right now, and my show is marked as obscene or whatever, or explicit, and so it doesn't show up in the regular queue anyways. People, the only way they see me is if they see my chat, and there's like, everybody's got chat open. There's like 90 shows going right now, so it's just me and your girl, which is cool. I'm down with it. Actually, when you left, When your computer broke down, somebody pop in and out like in a nanosecond. It was like so fast. I'm sure if you scroll down to the listeners, you'll see whoever it was. I don't even have that open on here. I have like 8,000 windows open right now, and within those 8,000 windows, I have another like 40,000. Tabs open. Plus, I'm playing Words with Friends right now, and I think I'm getting my ass kicked. No, we just started. I'm playing pretty good. I'm actually trying to get my competitor to come on the show, or at least listen to the show, but she's just not interested. I mean, she has a life, like most of my compadres. Anywho. I want to thank you, girl from Detroit, for sticking with me here in the chat room. I'm going to pop in the chat room there in a second. Do a little hey, how you doing, girl from Detroit? We're going to kick it here in a second. While we're doing that, I want to let you know that coming up in the next 20 minutes here, we're going to do a little Seinfeld trivia. That's something to look forward to. And then we're also going to have some wild, crazy cyber sex. So look forward to that coming up here in just moments as we wind down the Saturday Night Party Sexy Time with your host Vincent LeBay. Plenty of time to take your calls, 347-826-7667. We can do the Seinfeld chat in the Seinfeld trivia in the chat, we can do the Seinfeld trivia over through the airwaves, through the fiber optics, through the phone line, and that phone line is 347-826-7667. I'm your host, Vincent LeBay. I will return shortly.
Mano Negra aquí presente condena las inútiles pruebas nucleares en el Pacífico. No a la bomba, no a la muerte. No a la bomba, no a la muerte.
Vous pouvez pas imaginer les ancêtres du Parlement.
francés, no a la bomba, no a la muerte.
Is your Saturday night party sexy time with your host Vince in the Bay. Join me on the Twitter. It's twitter.com/VTOCCE. That's your man, Vince in the Bay, on Twitter. If you just click on my profile here on BTR, you can find it that way too. I'm also on Facebook, but not really. Coming up, we have some more cyber sex, prank calls, and circle jerking, plus Seinfeld trivia. Stick around. There's plenty to come here on your Saturday night Party Sexy Town show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We can do just about anything here. So we've been playing some jams tonight. It's been pretty cool. We opened with a set of SSSC, Street Sweeper Social Club, off their new EP, the Ghetto Blaster, and then we went to the Memorials West Coast. Of course, mentioned that they're playing at the Roxy in Los Angeles and Sunset Boulevard coming up in a couple of weeks, early November. I played the track West Coast, which is a pretty tight jam. And if you missed it, I would suggest going back to the archive and fast-forwarding or just listen to the first half of the show. We highlighted that track, which is cool, and I put the video in the chat. Guest 5490, appreciate you tuning in. We have 18 minutes remaining to take your calls at 347-826-7667. That's 1-347-826-7667. Join us on Skype. Join us on Twitter. We're Twittering. It's twitter.com. I'm Twittering. At twitter.com/VTOCCE. And as advertised, we're going to have coming up cyber sex, possibly some more prank calls and circle jerking, and of course Seinfeld trivia. Stick around, tell your friends, wake up the kids, call the neighbors, take the dog off the leash, put your shoes and socks on, come get your bus pass, whip out the lotion, do what you got to do. But we're going to get it on here in a second, folks. Stick around. If you want to get it on with me right now, we've got 15 minutes, 17 minutes left here to go. 17 minutes. And, of course, that would leave you. If you call in the next 17 minutes, we could have some amazing cyber sex for about 20 minutes to a half an hour. And then you can go and watch SNL, if you're on the West Coast, presuming. That's me. Hopefully I'll fall asleep to SNL tonight. We've got a call here. Let's go to the 586. You are on the air. What's going down? Oh, I'm sorry, 586. My bad. You know what? Like I said earlier, I have these callers here that are listening, and I forget that they have to raise their hand. If they want to talk, they press 1, and they can, of course, chime in. I appreciate the 586 for tuning in via the phone. That's great. That is great. I'm just going to put a blast out here on Twitter. So 586, if you want, we're going to be doing Seinfeld trivia here in a minute. You are more than welcome to join in, chime in for that if you want. If you want to raise your hand for that, that's cool. We're going to do that in a little bit here. We got 15 minutes to go. It's been real. If you want to get down with us in the overtime, we'll do a half hour overtime, I think. A little after party, if you will. Saturday night party, sexy time after party. Excuse me. Of course, I want to thank Girl from Detroit for joining me here tonight, all night, holding it down in the chat while I spin some groovy tunes on you cats. And we're gonna continue to spin some tunes here. I uploaded a few tracks here in the last couple of days, and I think I'm gonna go and try to find something here that I just haven't played yet since I uploaded it on here. And gosh, I have a lot of stuff on here. This is pretty cool. Pretty cool. I do have. Oh, what was it? I just uploaded something today. If I can remember what it was called. Oh man, they really have to update. Yeah, here it is. I uploaded this. Did I play the Bob Seger already? Fuck, I'm fucking wasting it. Lit up like an old Christmas tree, as it were. Thank you for being your girl from Detroit. Hope everything's going well where you're at. And we're going to go into a little Bob Howard here and his boys. This track is called If You're a Viper. I think, I don't know what a viper is, but by listening to this song and its interpretation, I would say, yes, I think I am. I don't know. You be the judge. We'll be right back.
Dreamed about a river 5 feet long, mighty immense but not too strong. You'll be high but not for long. If you're the viper, I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I can swing. Light a tea and let it be. If you're a viper, when your throat gets dry and you know you're high, everything is dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. Blow your top on peppermint candy. Then you know your body is sand. You don't care if you don't pay rent. The sky is high and so am I. If you're a viper. truck on down to the candy store. Blow yourself on peppermint candy, then you know your body is sin. You don't care if you don't pay rent. The sky is high, and so am I. Whoa, if you're a viper.
Yep, I think I'm a viper, all right. Anywho, thank you, girl from Detroit. We got about 12 minutes here, 11 minutes here to go. 11 minutes to take your calls. We had a caller earlier who didn't raise their hand, and I unmuted them, and I think that scared them away. But no doubt appreciate you folks tuning in, chiming in, whatever. Still taking your calls, 347-826-7667. 10 minutes remain to take your calls. So there you have it. I'm looking to upgrade my hardware here. So I get the cam up and running. I'm having some problems with the technical problems with the camera. I wasn't able to get the Justin TV or Ustream going. So I'm going to work on that and hopefully get at least some solid weekly show going. I don't know what the format will be. I don't know what the time slot will be. I don't know what channel or station I'll be on, but I know it'll happen sometime into 2011. I think 2011 is going to be a great year. I think a lot of people are going to see a turnaround of things in 2011. I think it's just going to be a renewed sense of spirit and energy, and I'm not going to say why. I'm just going to predict that there's going to be some light at the end of the tunnel, as it were, in 2011. I think 2011 is going to be a very, very bright time for everybody. Relatively speaking, of course, so many people are going to flourish a little bit more, obviously, but I think overall, 2011 is going to be looking up. I really think there's going to be a renewed sense of overall optimism. Not really sure how that's going to happen. That will just the details will bear themselves out. But that's my forecasting. And I also forecast a slight coma that I will be inducing. Pretty much right after the show, or possibly during the show. I don't know. Depending. I got 10 minutes to go here. So there you have it. 10 minutes to take calls. We're going to do Seinfeld trivia here in just a minute. Stay tuned. What the hell? What the hell? I think that means we're doing Seinfeld trivia right now. At least that's what my floor manager is telling me. I've got the cards here. So here you go, your Seinfeld trivia. Here we go. Who said it? Quote, "I tell you, if I could do it all over again, I'd give it all up to be a fireman." Who said that? Regular character on Seinfeld said, "I tell you, if I could do it all over again, I'd give it all up to be a fireman." Who said that? Seinfeld character. "I tell you, if I could do it all over again, I'd give it all up to be a fireman." A prominent character in Seinfeld said that. Take a guess. Just a wild guess. I guess I'm going to have to tweak this. It doesn't look like anybody's getting it. Well, that's fine. We got 5 minutes to see if somebody will get this right. The winner gets a free pizza. But you have to chat. I have to paste it into the chat. So Seinfeld trivia. Now we're going to Twitter. This is what it's come down to. Who said it? If I tell you if I could do this live on the air, it's great. I tell you if I could do it all over again, I'd give it all up to be a fireman. Who said that? Somebody said that. If you know the answer, type that in. Who said? Seinfeld trivia. Who said, I tell you if I can do it all over again, I'd give it all up to be a fireman? Chat room. Come on, wake up, people. You watch Seinfeld, guess. You know the main characters. You don't have to know anything. You just guess. Say just any random Seinfeld character name. It doesn't matter. All right, I'm blasting it on Twitter now. That's what it's come down to. We got 5 minutes left. We're almost done. So that's fine. Yeah, we tend to save the best for last year, folks. The Seinfeld trivia mania is taking over the internet. I've just blasted it on Twitter. We should be getting... There's got to be some Seinfeld nut jobs out there on Twitter. Another answer to the Seinfeld trivia. God, you idiots. Who doesn't know? Who can't just guess? Oh, damn. So, I follow a few porn actresses on the Twitter. And when I first got on Twitter, I was following all the porn actresses I could find. I had like, I'd say a good, 50% of the people I was following were porn actresses. But then you get tired of them just like talking about their nails or complaining about the waiting in airports and just bullshit. And you're just like, all right, you're boring. But there are a few that I still follow. Some that I'm really big fans of. And two that I'm really big fans of are Julia Ann and Francesca Lay. And apparently at the Scores Gentlemen Club tonight, the two of them are performing. That's amazing. Yeah, if I was in L.A. right now, I would be all over that. That is MILF-a-rama right there. That's some bang-for-your-buck MILF action. All right, so one more time. Seinfeld trivia, because we've got 3 minutes to go here, people. What was the question again? Oh, yeah, who said it? I tell you, if I could do it all over again, I'd give it all up to be a fireman. We got a caller with a hand raised. What's your guess?
Hello.
Hi.
It's Detroit.
Hey, Detroit. Thanks for calling in, girl. What's do you know the answer to the question?
I'm gonna go with Jerry Seinfeld.
Seinfeld? No, I think Seinfeld always wanted to be a comedian. I think he was just always meant to be a comedian. I think he knew that. I think that's why he had such a aloof affection for it. But that was incorrect. I'm sorry. It was incorrect. Not Jerry. Good guess, though. Because I don't see George saying that, and I don't see Elaine saying that.
So I'm going to go with Kramer then.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now?
What was your guess? Yeah, I can hear
you. Kramer?
Thank you, very nice.
You're correct.
Oh, shit.
Kramer. Kramer is the answer. And just for that, we're going to send you a Saturday night party sexy time mug. And you'll be eligible to have phone sex with me once we go into overtime, which happens in about a minute here. I want to thank our sponsors tonight, Smart Water, Febreze, and Snowcat. And also, we have one late night addition to our sponsors. This would be the GGP. And my people know what GDP stands for. It's not gross domestic product, people. Trust me. Anyways, that's fun playing some tunes here. Thanks, Girl from Detroit, for
calling in.
Chiming in. Yeah. Thanks, girl. Are you bummed that Ronnie's not doing his show?
Yeah, I actually requested a few songs.
Wow.
Oh, well.
Well, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to play the end theme music here, and we'll be right back after this right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
baby. How you doing?
I'm good.
Thank God. Thank God for our sponsor, Smart Water. Pardon me, I forgot my cough button.
Well, thanks for having us.
Congratulations. Yeah, it's better than nothing, right?
Yeah.
That's the way I looked at it.
That's
so
crappy.
What was crappy?
I'm watching Drag Me to Hell.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a
show?
No, it's a movie.
A movie. Oh, not familiar. That's cool. Yeah, I haven't really watched a lot of movies lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've just been listening to music and twittering.
Yeah, I haven't been on Twitter in a while.
I'm addicted to it.
I was in the beginning, but I haven't really been on it.
Yeah. I like Rush. Do you like Rush?
I have no idea what that is.
Thank you.
that's Rush.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out.
You heard of those guys?
Yep.
Canadian Power Trio?
Mm-hmm.
Geddy Lee?
Uh-huh.
And Company? Those guys rock. You play Words with Friends?
Do I play what?
Do you play Words with Friends?
No.
I think you can play it on the internet.
No.
Let me see. Let me Google
it. I'm looking.
Words with Friends. WordsWithFriends.net, maybe? I don't know. I really don't know.
I mostly play spades. I'm a card person. I said I'm a card person.
Solitaire.
Spades.
Spades. Okay. Duly noted. Do you want to continue with some Seinfeld trivia here?
No, I'm not a big Seinfeld fan.
Good, because we're not going to do it anyways.
Should go on Facebook and play spades.
Can I play spades against you? Is that something where you can never play spades?
Yeah.
Or is it like a solitaire type of thing?
No. Play against each other. Go online.
Oh. All right, I'm totally online right now. Like, I'm so online, it's ridiculous.
Well, go into your Facebook.
Are you ready? Okay. It's not my Facebook, right?
It's
the Facebook. It's the Facebook, and watch out for it. And I haven't even watched the movie, so don't talk to me. What's your thing again? Where is it?
Oh, did you log on to Facebook?
I'm on the Facebook. I'm totally
did you
on Facebook
my post?
Now. Where's your post? Guapoli posted. Heather Daniels posted. The Sound of the Earthquakes posted.
I just posted it like 4 minutes ago.
4 minutes ago. Well.
Go
into
your search
ago,
button.
Huh?
Haha. Go into your search button and type spades. Multiplayer spades.
Okay, I think I got it.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I'm liking it. I see you using the application.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just click on you? How do I do this? What am I doing?
Yep.
I'm in the first
click screen. On me.
Be gentle. I feel like clicking on you. Don't tell anybody I'm clicking on you, okay? I want this to get out. Did that just broadcast on my Facebook? Does everybody know I clicked on you? You foul temptress. Sorry to clear my throat. Dry throat. So you're like LeBron James, huh?
Spades?
You're watching Drag Me to Hell? You're not even listening to me. You're watching a movie right now.
No,
You're telling everybody on Facebook. You're totally mocking me. People are like, oh, poor guy. He's having a trying to have a radio show. Jeez, watching a movie. It's kind of mean.
I'm actually on the multiplayer spades waiting. Okay, I'll go again. I'll restart it.
Where do I find? I'm just on Facebook looking at your timeline, your wall.
Okay, don't go there. Go into the search menu.
Uh-huh.
And then type in multiplayer spades. Oh, you like multiplayer spades.
Yes.
And
yes,
it will
so
say play.
You're there.
Connecting to server. Hold on. Okay, go. Let me hit join table.
Go to.
Did you hit the play button?
I think I have to allow the application in the first place, right?
Yeah, it's easy. All you have to do is allow it.
I did.
I already have a table set up.
Totally.
Come on.
I totally allowed it. I opened up my soul to it.
Okay, start. Is this you?
Is my start? I see a little thing.
Okay, I sent an invitation.
Yeah, it's totally accepted. This is great. I was totally starting.
Ow, that hurt.
Show cards.
Thank you.
I'm going to bid 9.
Bid 9? I don't know what my cards are. How am I going to bid? How do I know what to bid?
Go on. Show your cards. Oh, you hit bidding. So just, what's your hand look like? Don't tell me. Just bid 5.
Oh, it looks awesome. I'm totally bidding, like, bingo.
Oh, you're going to go 12? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll throw out that.
That's right, baby.
Because I know you got the ace there and the jack.
So what do I have to play? I have to play on that?
Yeah, you have to do aces.
Anything?
Only ace.
I have to do an ace?
Yep. Now you can pick whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah, whatever.
There's
oh, and I think I'm
going to
take that.
And good. I wanted you to take that.
You're so going to lose. You know, I have 3 wins and 0 losses.
What
losses.
If I do that? Oh, boom. You totally gave me that. You totally beat that. A chink.
I don't know.
Damn, hola. Plank. What's going on? I'm totally... An ace, right? I'm totally clicking
on
ace.
Yeah, I had an ace. I
have an ace.
You have an ace?
There you go.
No, you had a 10.
Yeah? Douche. What? How come I can't slap like a jack on that? I don't understand how this works.
It has to be the jack of clubs.
Oh, like that?
Yeah. And then you can pull out whatever you want, unless you want to. Okay, well, I think I'm going to take that.
There you go.
Enjoy. Like that.
Oh, okay. You're going to go like that, huh? And do I have to just play something, or can I do something?
If you have a heart, you can play a heart. If you ain't got a heart, you can do a spade.
I don't have a heart. I'm totally heartless.
You can throw whatever you want out. I think I'm going to take that, and I'll give you that, because I know you got the ace in there. Oh. What are you going to throw out, the ace? Oh, no, you didn't. Hello?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you were sitting there so
that.
Quiet. I will.
I was touching myself. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Okay, where were we? Diamonds. There you go. There's a diamond for you. Here's one of those things for you. Enjoy
that.
That's
club.
Take that.
Doom.
And take one of those. I'll take one of those. And thank you very much.
Whatever you want to throw out.
Well, just there you go. Enjoy. Enjoy that.
We'll do spades. Let's see what you got.
Oh, yeah. The choink. Kerploink. Whoops. Whoopsie-doo.
Well, thank you.
Whoopsie-doo.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Come on, give me a break here. What am I doing? What am I supposed to put down there? Anything? I mean, am I supposed to just give you that? Or what? What's the deal?
You want him?
I don't get this. I don't have anything. I mean, I can't even put that down. Can I? What? What is this suit? This game is ridiculous.
It's an easy game. Look at that.
Oh. I have no idea what's going on with this game. Okay, just put a 6 on that. What? What? That makes no sense. This game makes no sense whatsoever. You know what? There's one thing you can't take away. Stat you can't take away from me.
What?
Lead the league in bids.
You can bid whatever you want. Oh, damn. She just nailed her eyes shut. Are you bidding?
What are you talking about?
You.
Wait a second. I'm getting a notification here. That's interesting. You know what? Sometimes I regret commenting on people and saying on Facebook or even liking something.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, like, all these random people start adding to the conversation. And you're like, I don't care who this random person is who I don't know is saying. Right? Why am I getting an alert about this?
I put a notice stuff on my wall saying, oh, I just got done listening to your show.
Okay. I see what I got here. I'm gonna do... What did you bid? Did you bid? Or am I supposed to bid?
After you. You're supposed to bid because it's on you. And then when you're done, then I can see my cards and I can bid.
I'm gonna bid. There's my bid right there. Look at that. Huh?
Oh, let's see what I got. Oh, you're going to go 9. I'm going to go 9.
99, baby. Flip one over and it's 69.
I should have won 6.
So you're not watching Saturday Night Live tonight?
Any day you have to throw a card out.
Oh, my bad.
Pick a card and throw it out.
Oh, my God. I literally... Lady Slugga just came in the chat room. Right now she's gone, but she's listening to the archive. I think she was doing a show at the same time. I think that's part of the reason why I had 0 followers or zero listeners from that crew.
Yeah,
I think they're
there.
All over at her show. No, I'm not saying you weren't there. I'm just saying that crew that would have been at the sidebar, I think the reason why none of them came through is because they were all at Lady Slugga. I didn't realize she was even doing a show. Or else I guess I'd just go over there. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just playing it by here, down here. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. It's easy. It's a good card game.
So I start playing? Now, what's the odds here? I just want to get rid of a low card. Is that the idea?
No, you want to use your high cards. Like, say if I throw out
my highest card.
Yeah, so if you have an ace, you throw out that ace, it automatically gets whatever.
Oh, so like that. A tune.
Yeah.
Kerplunk.
Yeah.
So I get your 2. Like, what do I want a 2 for? That sucks. So I would want to play, if I have another ace, I want to play that, or do I want to play, like, the next best
thing?
You want to
play another high card. You want to make sure it's a high card.
Like that. Like, Patoink.
Oh, yeah. You can have that.
What if I have that? How come it won't let me select some cards?
You can. Oh, my goodness. I'll give you that. You really want to go there?
Oh, I'm going there.
You
already
go here
too. It won't let me go certain places. Why will it let me go there, but not somewhere else?
Then I'm going to take that, and I'll go with that. And I'm going to go with that. And I'll go with that. And I'll go with that.
look at that. I only need to get 3. Now, if you ain't got a club, you can always throw a spade.
Apparently, I can throw anything at a certain point. At a certain point, you can just rape me openly.
Ugh, I only need 2 more. You're, like, behind there, dude.
I'm totally behind.
I'm going to take that.
There you go. Take it, baby. I'll take that. How about that?
I'll take that.
No. So what's the deal here? If I have any heart, I play it? Or what if I don't have a heart?
If you have a heart, you have to play it. And if you don't... If you didn't have
this
a heart,
you'd always
play it.
This is live radio. Well, this is the archive, so it doesn't matter. But if you're listening to this on the podcast... this is where video would be cool. If I could do a screen grab of this game, put that in like Justin TV or some shit, that would be cool.
Yeah, it would. Ronnie would be like, oh my God, you guys are playing cards.
Here, just take that. I don't get this game. This game does nothing for me. I don't get it. It just doesn't click. It doesn't make sense. It wouldn't let me play this card for the longest time. Doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes sense. Here, just take that. Is that what I'm supposed to do? Just like get rid of stuff?
Yeah.
I don't get the point. I don't get it. I mean, it's just like, if I want this, I just give you the lowest one, right?
Pretty
save
much.
The higher one to take one. Just take one of yours. Like,
yeah,
just
you
say like, boom, I'll
take
that. Boom. So if I take your queen, is that like more than you taking my 3?
Yep.
Oh my God, this game is ridiculous. I hate it.
This game is awesome.
Just take 3 points. You just got 8 points right there. I mean, so that was like 17 points?
Pretty much.
Boom. So
I got 3 wins on
this.
Yep.
So boom.
Oh. You got it.
Douche. I totally won. Yes, nice. Did I?
No, oh, it's not over yet.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Is my soundboard still working? Oh, my God. All right, let's listen to the music while we jam on this right here. Where she kicks my ass. You like Elvis?
Not really. What else do you got up on
there? Never mind that. Forget it. What do you like?
Anything besides Elvis.
Anything besides Elvis. Oh, I have that right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just arrived at the Gypsy Phonics Disco.
Oh, yes. Oh, what the fuck am I doing? I'm fucking ridiculous. We're tied there for a second, and then I just lost control, and now I'm down. It's 12 to 9.
Yeah.
She's tricked. She's got 12 tricks. She's a trickster.
Well, I am from Detroit, so.
I don't understand, though. Like, you beat me with, like, a 3, and I had a 2, or I had a 3, and you had a 2 or something. It was something stupid. I didn't get it. Like, how do you win that? I don't understand.
Okay, you threw out a diamond. I didn't have no more diamonds. So when you don't have that suit, I went for a spade. And spade automatically trumps anything. Did you follow?
No. That's not cool.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's on me. Crap. Well, this is fun. Oh, damn. It's all you.
How come I have no points?
No points? It's still a game. It's not over yet. When it's over, it will show you who won, who lost. Okay, crap. Oh, let's see, what do I got here? Crap, and more fucking shit. Six. Waiting on you. I'll take a debt and I'll give you this. Ridiculous. Looks like you're lifting. Excuse me.
Bless you.
I burped.
I heard it. It was kind of sexy.
Well, thank you.
Let's do that. Right? Yeah, there we
yep.
go.
Yep. There you go.
Let's just, there you go. Take that.
I will.
Yeah. get that. It's like, excuse me, if you ran out of it, then I win. Why do you win?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Is this boring you?
I don't get this game. It doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to make sense of it. I really am. I really want to.
Oh, this
comes out. It seems to me that like, even if I was good at this, it would just ultimately come down to the luck of the draw.
How many aces
do you have? And kings.
I have clubs, one heart, and the rest spades. Okay, I'll let you have it. See? You got your nine. I'll take that. I'll throw that out.
Okay, then. Very well, then. I'll take that, then. Thank you. Here you go. Enjoy that. And I'll be taking that.
You'll be taking the rest of my cards.
I'll take all of that. And I will take that. And we tied. Right?
Mm-hmm. Those were tricks.
What does 61 points mean? I don't get it. One side wins 61 points. Why is... What is the 425 with the five in the little money bag? What does that mean? And then there's like the blue one that was zero. That's me. I have zero, right? Is that what that's saying?
No, I don't know what that says. The computer.
I don't get the bid process. This doesn't make sense. This is shady.
Okay, have you ever played
this? This isn't hooked up to my PayPal or anything, is it?
Uh-uh. Why are you going to pay me if I whoop your ass?
Oh, yeah, I'd definitely pay for that. I'd get a hotel room for it, though.
Oh, really?
So I just give you everything. I can just give you that. Take there. There you go. You're going to take something. Just take that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have that. I'll just let you have that arbitrarily. Boom. You just have that. There's that. I'll take that. Just, you know, you just throw out a seven just because it's there. Just like, I'll throw out a three. There it is, a three. It's got to be played at some point, right?
Yep, and I'll take it.
Boom. So why don't you just throw down your four? Of course, and that takes it. Why not use your four down or, you know, wait till later? And
pretty
I can just
much.
Take that.
You can throw whatever
can
you want
out. But that, you can't do anything.
No, because I have the ace.
And I just dominate.
Oh, you had the ace.
And then I do that.
And I'll just do that. And I'll do that. Oh, and I'll do this.
Oh, yeah? Well, why can't I just do that? Wait, why do you get that, though? Why do you get that?
Because you didn't have, if you didn't have the suit, you could have used the spade and take it.
That doesn't make sense. Makes no sense. So I should just hear it. I'll just say, okay, take that. Sure, why not? Okay, let's pass stuff out. No problem. Okay, let's play anything.
Uh-huh.
Anything goes. Anything goes. It's going to be a tie every time. It's going to be a tie unless you have, like, an aneurysm during the game.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you. Take that. Yeah, well, there's... Look at that. Oh, yeah. And how about that?
Oh, but I'll take that.
What? Oh, but that... Oh, no. That makes no sense. How does a five take that? Just a random five of a different suit. How does that beat that? Can we see the replay on that, please?
Trump.
I'm going to see that again. That's five logic. I don't know what game this rules we're playing by here. How does that be said?
Spades is Trump. Very good. You're learning. I'll let you take that.
Spades cherry has been paused.
Pretty much.
That too.
Okay, well, I'll just take that. Did you like what I threw out? Wasn't it priceless?
I do like that. How do you like that? Ooh, do you like that? Take that.
think I will.
Ooh, you're going to take that, aren't you? Yeah, you'd like that. Oh, yeah, I'll take that. I'll give you that.
I'll take that.
Oh, no, don't do that. Well, I'll just take that. Wait, how can you take this? Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Totally arbitrary point system here. I don't get how it works. Makes no sense. It's a never-ending game. That makes no sense. And what does it matter if I bid 9 every time?
Because it's the way how they have it. They redid everything.
Choink.
I'll let you have it.
Choink. Oh, it's there. Okay, sure. 4. Yeah, take an 8.
Oh,
boy,
man.
For 2. Oh, 3. Oh, God. Yeah, I have to take 4.
Good God.
I'll take the 5. Here, you wanted 2?
Whatever.
Turn it up for that. 7, 8. You got an 8.
I'll go with the 10.
Wait, I didn't mean to do that. There should be a safety lock on this children's lock.
Oh, I can't believe you just took that. But I'll take that.
Oh, yeah, baby, I'll let you take it.
I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah? Take that, baby. Whoops. What? What is going on here? I don't get this game. I don't get it. This is the part of the game I really don't get right here, is where you start running out of things and all of a sudden just throwing any card out trumps everything.
It's on you. You took it.
I'm trying to play something. I want to play. Why won't I play? It's discriminating against all these cards. I have to play that? I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm going to take that, and I'll throw that out.
Douche.
You're such a douche. I can't believe you threw that ace out.
Chink. Clink. Chink. What? That's making sense.
I won.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Play again.
Yeah, we're going to play again. Don't you walk off that on me.
Oh, no. We're playing as long as you like, honey.
Did you see my stats? I got 4 wins, 0 losses.
I don't see any sense. All I see is me and my opponents, and it says current duel, 0-1. Losses.
You got 0.
This is broadcasting. This is broadcasting all over Facebook that I'm a loser.
No, it's just between me and you. But if you scroll down at the bottom where people say I'm waiting, I could always type, haha, I just whipped my opponent's ass.
I don't get this game. It makes 0 sense.
It's really easy.
Oh, my goodness.
It says starting.
That's just too much. That's just too much. That's entertainment overload right there. I have like 8,000 windows open right now. My Skype's still running, though. When it didn't drop out at all during the entire show.
Oh, really? I just had to refresh. Okay, let's see, starting. I hope you're still there. There's me. I don't want that. That's Barbara. Go back to Beth. Refresh your thing, because I got Diane and Barbara. I don't want to play with them. I don't know who they are.
What are you talking about?
I had to refresh my computer for...
Chat room?
No, on the Facebook.
Oh. I'm not on Facebook. I don't know what's going on. Pardon me. My goodness.
Okay. Starting me. Yes. I don't want you.
You don't want me? Why not?
Not you. There's a chick who wants to play spades. Come refresh your thing or hit play. I think I'm going to open up another screen and tweet you that I whooped your ass in spades. So that everybody could see it. Oh. What are you doing?
Just looking at the Facebook here. Did you watch the Giants game?
No, I don't watch football. Football's like a gay sport. It's a bunch of grown men trying
actually,
to catch each other balls.
It's actually baseball.
Oh, I thought you were talking about football.
Yeah, I might as well be talking about football, right? Baseball, the Giants, San Francisco Giants, they won today. It's pretty big. Anyways,
are you still coming to play spades?
I will be in a second. I have to take a little potty break. And you know
okay,
what? I gotta shut down the. I gotta shut down the radio show. The radio show is still going. That's why we're talking. It's amazing.
Oh really? That's
yeah.
So funny. Well,
thanks, girl. From Detroit. Girl from Detroit. It's been a pleasure playing Seinfeld trivia. And what's this goddamn game we're playing? Spades.
Yeah. I'm actually...
Yeah, thanks for schooling me at spades. Just destroying me at spades. I was like your spades punching bag, basically.
Oh, well, I opened up the chat log on Facebook if you're going to play spades.
How do you do that? How do I find that? Where's that located? I'm in the thing.
Okay, are you on your Facebook main page? Your bottom right-hand corner.
Chat.
Bottom right-hand corner. It says chat offline. Click on. And it's
bingo. There you are. Hey, baby. Let's get it on. That's how I roll on Facebook. I just get raw right from the get-go. Usually gets the chicks all moist.
Oh, come on. Aha.
You know what? I have to give a prop. Before I sign off here, I want to give props to this website I found. That's great. If you do Words with Friends or you play Scrabble, You're going to love anagrammer.com. It's anagrammer.com. anagrammer.com. If you play Scrabble or Words with Friends, this is like how you can cheat and win. Totally destroy your friends. Yeah, this is how you do it. These guys are on to like some Tom Boo shit. It's great. Like, I have in my tray here, my rack, it says E-R-O-T-Z-E-H. No, I play off the L. So I drop in an L. Boom. Put in the L, return. I get like 35 different combinations of words made with those letters given, starting with like the most, like the one that uses the most letters down to the only like two letters. Like ET is a word. You can score points for ET as well as you can score points for Xeroth. That's a word, Xeroth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're texting now. Oh, we're doing on the Facebook now. This is great. All right, before I get into the Facebook, I got to sign off the radio show. I keep forgetting to do that.
Okay, well, there you go. And I'm on stage waiting.
All right, are you on Skype?
No, I don't have Skype. Not on the.
Oh, you
should
get it.
I mean,
it's on
my laptop, but I don't have it.
Oh, where's your laptop?
I'm playing on my laptop. It's a Toshiba.
Oh, you just add it to your laptop.
Yeah, it's
just
on there,
open
but
it.
I haven't.
Are you there?
Is it free?
Just open
Hold
it.
On, let me put down Twitter.
Yeah, so if you search for me on it and or connect with me on it, it's free. It doesn't cost anything. It's just like a messenger thing. And you can do video, too, but it's chatting and whatever.
Oh.
You just voice.
Sit on my left, being funny.
It's like, that's how I'm talking to you right now. I'm on Skype.
Oh. Crap. Hold on. Let me see if I have it in here. All documents.
All right, well, it's been a great show. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to go. Thanks, girl from Detroit. I'm going to play some more. What the fuck do you call this game?
Spades.
Multiplayer Spades. Anybody who listens to this on the podcast, find me on Multiplayer Spades.
All right, well, come on. FD.
All right. I'll catch up with you there in a second. I'm gonna let you destroy me further in a second.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Peace out.